Cinema is a medium which sculpts light. No film this year plays as effectively with illumination than the current horror film Lights Out, directed by David Sandberg. Rebecca is a tattoo artist traumatized by the death of her father and subsequent upraising by her mentally ill mother, Sophie, played by Maria Bello. Sophie is in a codependent relationship with her childhood friend Diana, turned into a demonic spirit by an electroshock treatment gone wrong in a mental asylum. The plot of Lights Out follows Rebecca's attempt to protect her brother Martin from Diana's murderous spirit. However, as an experimental narrative about illumination, Lights Out transcends the horror genre. The film reads as an allegory of film history. Shot in Los Angeles, the film is interested in the horrors that await those who aren't bathed in light, who cannot shine like the stars. Those unlucky enough to fall into the shadows are murdered by Diana. The film develops its play with light in a way that recapitulates the history of Hollywood. In the opening sequence, Sophie's husband Paul is working late at night in a mannequin factory. After his assistant goes missing, having been killed by Diana, Paul wanders onto the factory floor, which is mostly dark except for bright white circular pools directly below the ceiling lights. Diana drags Paul to his death into the blackness surrounding the island of light in which he was desperately cowering. While shot in color, the film at this moment effectively retreats to black and white, where the stark contrast between the white pools of light and the surrounding darkness are the only facets of the image that matter, both aesthetically and narratively. While sleeping in a bedroom above her tattoo parlor, Rebecca's first encounter with Diana involves not black and white, but the color red. The sign outside the building, advertising the word tattoo, flashes red light on and off. When the lights are out, Diana can move toward Rebecca, but when the red light comes on, she has to come to a dead stop. The sequence is reminiscent of the end of Scarlet Street, Fritz Lang's 1945 film noir, in which Chris Cross, Edward G. Robinson, attempts to hang himself over the guilt of having murdered the femme fatale Kitty, Joan Bennett. As the suicidal Chris wanders his apartment, the flashing neon sign outside of his window bathes the set in a grotesque chiaroscuro lighting. Lang's film is in glorious black and white. Its invocation of blood occurs only in its title, which promises that the very street will run red with blood. A color film, Lights Out, literalizes Scarlet Street, bathing its image in bursts of saturated reds. Martin asks his mother if they can have a movie night together. Sophie agrees, but says it will be for the three of us, including Diana. In the middle of watching a classical Hollywood melodrama, Sophie pauses the DVD, bathing the set of Lights Out in the white light that dominates the set of the film on the television screen. Sophie tells the story of her friendship with Diana. She invites the ghost to come meet Martin for the first time. However, since Diana's an evil demon, she attacks Sophie while Martin barely escapes the house. Mom and son never get to finish watching the movie. Its illuminating white glow quickly disappears from the visual design of Lights Out. Rebecca and Martin end trapped by Diana in the basement. Finding a black light in the family's Halloween supplies, Rebecca searches in the darkness for an escape. The images in the basement are bathed in blue light, the result of her wielding the black light, misnamed. The device actually produces ultraviolet hues, or in this case, ultraviolet hues. Lights Out thus ends with a modern form of illumination technology, most familiar from crime drama television shows, where the black light is used to illuminate the evidence of wrongdoing, that which cannot be seen in the visible spectrum. Lights Out thus recapitulates the history of Hollywood, moving from black and white through film noir to contemporary crime drama. Along the way, it pauses at the maternal melodrama, which proves the solution to its plot. Sophie must learn to be a good mother and sacrifice herself for her children. However, it is the visual design of the film, not its horror plot, which commends it. It is a film that raises fundamental questions about how and why films sculpt light. For this reason, it's the most beautiful, illuminating film I've seen all year.